Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Hello, today we have with us Chris Paycheck. You're not related to the guy on the TV, are you?
Are you referring to Pat Sajak?
Pat Sajak, yeah.
Well, we went to the same, funny you say that, we went to the same college.
You did?
He went many years prior to me.
Oh, he's a lot older. Okay.
And he has Vanna White next to him 5 days a week. You know, yeah. Lucky guy.
So. Yeah, really. All right, well, you're a CNHP, Certified Natural Health Professional. And
correct.
Tell us a little bit more about, because you represent some major companies. We've had you on the air before with the Genicol product, which I'll quickly interject here. Genicol is absolutely phenomenal. It's a collagen product, and if you need any kind of tissue, joint, cartilage, any kind of repair, you know, I would say it's one of the best products on the market, totally bioavailable, and I actually use it. It keeps my knee from keeps me from having to go and get a knee replacement. That's how
go.
I mean, that's how good I feel about it.
That's the goal.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about these this other company and your yeah. all your titles and everything.
Well, as you stated, Mike, I'm a CNHP, which stands for Certified Natural Health Professional. So my forte, if you want to say, or my background's in nutrition and also the food industry, what actually goes on with our food.
Right.
And I like to divulge all that information. I'm one that does not sugarcoat anything. You're the same way. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Which is how it should be for the public. We, you know, they need to know what's going on. So
no spin, and I vet everything. I mean, if something, and this is the reason why we're talking today, Chris, is because, you know, you bring stuff in, and most of the time you have some really awesome things. And I know with the Genicol, I was a little bit hesitant on that. I was like, okay, well, give me a sample. So now you've brought a new product in, but are you the regional manager for this company?
No, okay. This is relatively new for the company. The company's not new, but the selling to health food stores is relatively new for them. So I'm the regional sales broker.
Okay, so we're
a brokerage business, and they're one of the companies I represent.
So, like Merryman, we're one of the first people to have it in the area. I mean, I remember years ago, my mom was the first. We were the first retail store to bring the Ricola. We were the first to bring that into Central Illinois. We actually sourced it from Switzerland. So,
oh, really?
Yeah,
not aware of that.
Yeah, and it was one of our good doctor friends that traveled over there and brought a sample back. Oh, it must have been almost 40 years ago. And we were one of the first places, and we finally, there was a distributor out of Chicago, and we started carrying that. Now it's everywhere. But again, Merryman, we're usually the first with the best, and I hope people, and I know a lot of our customers appreciate that, but you come into our store, you're going to find some new things, and we got something really new today. So you're the broker for, what's the company, Radiant
it's
Life?
It's called Green Pasture.
Green Pasture.
In Nebraska.
Okay.
And they've been in business for 15 years.
Okay.
And I've done, Mike, a lot of research, or I was doing a lot of research probably 8 months ago, on the fish oil industry. And I haven't been happy with it for some time.
Tell us a little bit about that. I know you don't want to name companies and beat people up, but tell us a little bit about the downside, the dark side, the backside. Tell us a little bit about the fish.
All sides.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the stuff that most people don't know about that we should know about.
Well, the norm in the industry is what they call molecular distillation.
Yes.
And I know, obviously, you're an expert on knowing what that means.
We try to stay away from that stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is because heavy metals, Mike, you know, heavy metals are rampant in our food supply. We all know that. Hopefully most of us know that. And in most fish oils, again, I'm not going to give names, they're finding heavy metals. So what they do to negate those heavy metals?
They uber process it.
Correct.
And then you don't have anything.
Level.
Yeah, you don't have anything good left over. Why start with dirty fish, uber process it? Use toxic chemicals and think
correct.
You've got a good product.
Correct. So what they're doing is molecular distillation is heating. And like you said, it's over
degradation. Yeah.
Heating it tremendously. So what that does is it takes out the heavy metals. So, okay, fine and dandy, number one. But number two, now you have a product that is not what it used to be.
Right.
We'll say not real food. Does the body recognize it? Not really. So,
well, in the industry, we call it denaturing. So correct. it's not what you had. It's something different.
Correct. So we'll use cod liver oil, for example. Mm-hmm. Now, we know cod liver oil. In fact, that's what we're going to get to very soon here. Cod liver oil is high in vitamin A, retinol, and vitamin D.
The natural sources of it, though.
Yes.
Because there's
yes,
a synthetic vitamin A.
Correct.
Which
well,
is
here's what
horrible.
Happens.
Okay.
You're correct. It's naturally found in cod liver oil.
Okay.
So what most companies are doing is they're heating, as we said.
Taking dirty fish in the first place. They're harvesting, usually it's a small fish off the coast of South
correct.
America.
Correct.
And they're not even sardines or anything.
Really
they're just little fish. And
want
then,
to eat.
Yeah, and if, yeah, it's a fish you don't want to eat. But then the other thing, too, is they're taking away a food supply
yes.
from the like the dolphins and things, the larger fish.
Right.
And they're also using those fish for fish food for the fish farms. It's
correct.
Just, it's kind of crazy.
Very scary stuff.
Yeah.
Scary. This is why you and I, one of the reasons you and I are doing this, we want the public, we want your listeners to be aware of what's going on.
Well,
we should be livid about stuff such as this.
When you buy a product, you want it to work. You want it to be
correct.
Good. You want a low cost.
The way nature intended.
But you don't want to be harming, you know, the environment and harming,
yeah.
and in the long run, harming yourself. So a lot of the companies that we deal with, we look at, you know, the carbon footprint, we look at green, we look at fair trade, making sure that if, you know, some poor farmers harvesting this, it's not like, you know, brutal slave labor, something that they're actually getting a good income and helping their family. And I will tell you, the people in the natural food industry and the whole, you know, the holistic health and everything really look at the whole picture. They,
yeah.
of course, look at their whole health, but they look at and say, okay, are we harming the environment? Are we harming people? Are we harming animals? And they do the best they can. And then, you know, the bottom line is you want a good product at a low price. So when you go to the big discount chains, you know, you could end up, you know, buying something that's not really good for you, that's all hyped and sounds good.
I would not recommend going to such.
Yeah, well,
such a store.
My customers are smart and they know better.
Yes.
And you know, the product may be harming people. You know, you may have some poor farmer in India that's, you know, not making a living, or in China or who knows where. And
right.
or even, you know, even maybe locally the farmer's not getting what they need. And then they're not taking care of the soil. They're not organic. I mean, it that's another whole thing for a show. But
yes.
we kind of rabbit holed there, but that's okay. So anyway,
well,
we're looking at, okay.
Yeah, let me go into, so I contacted a very well-known fish oil company in the industry. Again, I'm not going to divulge the name. I was
connected some research.
To the technical department.
Uh-huh.
And the young lady I spoke with, I commend her for coming at me right away and being honest. I said, no hesitation. I want your 100% honesty. Tell me how much vitamin A and vitamin D are hampered after the molecular distillation process, after the
right.
high heating, long heating. Her response was, listen to this, 51% of the A, 98% of the vitamin D.
No way.
So what they do to make up for it is they add, guess what?
Vitamin
A and D back in.
Ouch.
And also to concentrate, we know fish oil is all about EPA and DHA.
Yes. And yeah, the good omegas, right.
Those are the keys. To concentrate the fish oil, the cod liver oil in this case, they do a process with ethanol, alcohol,
mm-hmm.
to get the EPA and DHA up. They're using alcohol. So the end result is ethyl ester fats, synthetic fats.
Okay, well then, but you need the glyceride to be, so you're, okay, so you're getting alcohol with
correct.
Your fish oil. That's
ethanol.
Always been a big bugaboo. Yeah. And then your body has to take it another step to process it because
yep.
it has to put that glyceride, or actually it's a triglyceride molecule on there to make it bioavailable. So you're starting with dirty fish, you're processing it, you're putting in synthetics. So that's garbage. We don't sell that stuff.
Correct.
That's just garbage.
That's the Norman
yeah.
industry.
Well,
and
yeah, and
I'm
it's been that
say,
way.
You're
in
right, it's garbage.
And about 10 years ago.
Here, but we know the human body doesn't recognize
no,
that.
No, right.
Well, will it process it? No.
No.
Not really.
And there's a chance, there's a slim chance, because I know they use benzene and acetone and some stuff in there too sometimes. There's that chance that you're always going to get a trace of that too. So yeah, we're taking out, you know, mercury-free, lead-free, but
yep.
there's maybe a trace of a toxic volatile chemical that's a carcinogen in here. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you get what you pay for, unfortunately. But out at Merryman, you know, we go a step further because you can still get a low cost on things. We got a phenomenal fish oil that's absolutely, you know, the best. And I highly promote it. It comes off the same processing ship that the $100 a bottle stuff has. And we got a big special going on in the at the end of the year. We always run specials. But anyway, we've got to get to your... Now, this is...
Yes, sir.
We're talking cod liver oil.
Correct.
Which is...
green pasture.
But it's gone a step further. They've done a fermented form. And let's talk about the ancient history on this. The history of fermented cod liver oil, it was called garum?
Yes. Well,
or garum?
The company does is, you exactly hit on the head, the only thing they do is with this cod liver oil is ferment it. So it's fermented cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not fermenting the oil. Some people out there are saying, oh, you can't ferment oil. They are not fermenting the oil.
No,
they're fermenting the livers of the cod.
And it's a process of... Basically, any fermentation, you're going to use salt, you're going to use maybe some herbs, some special things in there. And fermentation is absolutely really, really beneficial.
Cool
fermented
stuff.
Foods are awesome. It's what the ancients used. They were smart.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing is, you know, you worry about other things that can happen. Now, sometimes with fermented foods, the histamine is a little high. If you have a sensitivity, you might want to look at that. We're not going to go into a lot of detail on that.
Correct.
But fermented foods are just, you actually control, fermentation is a controlled process, so there's actually a lot of what we call microbial stability.
Yes.
And I'm sure the green pasture, I've read about it, you guys are using a phenomenal production, but this goes back as far as at least the Bronze Age, you're thinking, maybe even further than that.
Correct.
Because
the
ancients weren't even, they weren't even writing, so we think this has been used forever because it made people feel good. Now, obviously, in the Roman Empire and Christian times, it became really big.
That for sure.
Right.
The process, well, again, I shouldn't call it a process. It's not really a process. When I say process, I don't want your listeners to think, oh, it's a process like the molecular distillation.
Right. Yeah. It's a natural fermentation.
What they're doing to make it, the body knows what to do with this, and we'll go into a little bit what they're adding. And it's no machinery involved. There's no heating involved. It's real food, and we know the body recognizes real food. That's what we're designed to be on,
right?
And it knows what to do with it. So you're correct, Mike. We'll go back to biblical times, and they did this They did this fermentation during biblical times. We know that the Romans had tubs of fermented cod liver oil outside their door, and we know the Vikings actually traveled with fermented cod liver oil.
Well, you know,
neither one refrigerated.
Right, yeah, so, you know, that was a big thing back then. They didn't have refrigeration, so they had to do fermentation.
What are they gonna do? Yes.
But this also, I've read about, you know, it gave people superhuman strength, was so beneficial. Yeah. In fact, there was a form of it out of a western part of France, which was known as Amorica, and it was renowned for a high quality of, is it garum or garum?
Garum.
Garum,
I believe,
and that stands for give you strength.
Yeah,
so there was
funny you say that.
Yeah,
we're talking about the Romans and Vikings, and we think of a Roman and a Viking. What do we think of? Strength.
Very much so. And so it was also used for medicinal purposes, and this particular form was called garum aromica. Aromica.
Try to say that 12 times.
Yeah,
that's tough.
Amoricum. Yeah, garum amoricum. There we go. So
what they did back then and what Green Pasture is doing now, well, first, I'll take a back step a little bit and talk about Green Pasture's fishing company that they work with.
Right.
And first and foremost, guess where the fish comes? We hear about how the oceans and seas and rivers are corrupt. That's pretty much true.
Right.
But there are some pristine areas. Very few, but there still are some pristine areas on this great planet. And one is the Aleutian Islands, Bering Sea. And that is between Russia and Alaska. Or I should say reverse, Alaska and Russia.
Okay.
And this is where the fishing company they use, called Alaskan Leader, fish.
Ah, okay.
The cod that Green Pasture uses. So what they do, and it's pretty cool, I love to hear this, Mike. You know the Norman industry, too, is take a huge net, throw it in the water, grab all these tons and tons of fish, and hamper other beings in the sea, and also hamper the environment in the ocean.
Yeah, they're not selectively fished, right.
So what this company does, the Alaskan Leader, and by the way, the vessel they use is a 185-foot vessel. It's state-of-the-art. It's huge.
Yeah.
Now we're thinking, oh, they're going to do the normal practice in the industry. They don't. This is so awesome. They do what they call the one-hook, one-catch method.
Oh, wow. I've heard of that. Yeah. Wow.
Like you and I going on a boat fishing with poles. They literally have poles around the boat.
Well, doesn't that make it expensive, though?
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm sure the cod liver oil isn't cheap.
No.
from green pasture, but you get what you pay for. But that's what they do. One catch method, hook and line. And what happens is they catch the fish. They're not hampering the ocean environment.
Right.
And it comes on board, or they come on board. They process them, and they freeze them immediately. So the nutrition is frozen in. And then green pasture receives the liver.
Right, right.
Of these cod.
Okay.
So, and it's according to a seafood watch group, actually they call it the Seafood Watch Group, that this is the method you want to do. And the company, Alaskan Leader, and also Green Pasture, are endorsed by the Marine Stewardship Council.
Wow. So this is all...
That's hard to do.
Yeah, so this is all really... So you're getting the fresh cod livers... From a pristine ship that's using, green method of harvesting, and I'm sure it's sustainable.
It is very sustainable, and that's why they were endorsed by the Marine Stewardship Council.
Okay, so you got these livers, and there's the methodology, the garum, the way of producing it, garum amoric. Armoricum.
That's right. We'll say
Armoricum. Right. Yeah. I always want to say America, but it's Armoricum. So, yeah, we always deal with these big words. I kind of like to digest them and then spit them out. So, garum armoricum. I finally got it.
What they're doing is they're taking the livers of the cod, and the livers of the cod are very watery by nature.
Well, salt's hygroscopic, which means it absorbs moisture and absorbs water.
Yes. So all they do is add salt to the mix.
Well, you know, I saw a picture. It's an ancient, archival picture of the Roman fish salting pits. This was big time.
Cool
this
stuff,
is what they used
during their era. Yes.
Because it, you know, and again, I'm thinking outside the box here. You know, I'm going to jump on and go down another rabbit hole here. But during the summer months and everything, you know, I generally am really big on the fish oil and so forth. But in the winter, particularly in the central states, we need vitamin D, vitamin A. We don't get out in the sun. I remember my grandmother, we used to have the cod liver oil, which was kind of nasty, but we'll talk about how great your product is and how great it tastes. I've tried it. It's wonderful. But the thing is, you know, we like to eat for the season. That's the big thing now.
Yes.
You know, you eat what's in season, you get the prime, and your body's kind of geared towards that. I think, you know, through the centuries, the eons, the genetics were genetically predisposed to kind of eat the seasons anyway. I've read a lot on that. And so here we've got...
That's the true way,
So I'm kind of thinking, you know, all these fish oil people, that's great, but maybe during the winter months, December, January, February, why not do the cod liver oil? Because that would give you your vitamin D, your vitamin A, everything you're needing, and all these other nutrients. And I want to talk about that, but... Why not eat for the season?
Correct. Well, what they're doing is, again, all they're adding is salt. And it's a prolonged soaking.
Mm-hmm.
So they add the salt to the watery liver of the cod.
Right.
And they prolong soak it. And what happens is the oil comes to the top and they skim it off.
Okay.
And because of the probiotics, lacto and bifido, the end result from this fermentation process is, and I'm sure most of your listeners, if not all, are aware of, lactic acid.
Mm-hmm.
And lactic acid is, I got to be careful, I'm not going to say a probiotic, but it's good bacteria.
Right.
And it's all about the lactic acid. So what lactic acid does, it does twofold. One, it increases the nutrition bioavailability.
Right.
The body really utilizes this now, number one. And number two, it preserves it. And you don't use any preservatives without preservatives. So it preserves it up to 2 years, Mike.
Oh, my.
Opened, unrefrigerated.
Oh, wow.
As long as the product doesn't get hit with direct sunlight or heat.
Yeah.
Keep
yeah.
it in a cool, dark place. I
fridge.
Keep mine in their fridge for yeah. convenience, etc. So now the end. Here's what happens. We know, as you mentioned, cod liver oil is very high
okay,
in
now,
A and D.
Chris, I was reading, they don't start just with the cod liver oil. They start with a little bit of like a mother mixture, a little bit that they add in there to add that the same good bacteria back in. Is that correct? Or do you not do that? Is that just
correct.
the old method?
That's the old method.
Okay. All right.
Free pasture does not do that.
Okay.
So what happened? You know, we're deficient in so many things in this country. That's, in my opinion, the number one cause of every single health issue in this country.
Right.
Is nutrient deficiency.
Okay, well, let's talk about what's all in this, because I've got a list here, and then you can go into detail. Now, this is done, of course, under anaerobic, without oxygen, anaerobic
correct.
Conditions. And, of course, the lactobacillus, which is a really good type of bacteria, is there. So during the fermentation, the bacteria quickly metabolize any oxygen, so it becomes anaerobic, which would kill out any bad ones. And so there's no oxygen that's able to reach the oil, so the risk of oxidation is extremely reduced. That's why it's so stable. Now, in the cod liver, there are carotenoids, correct, such as maybe astaxanthin, and there's, I think, about 180 different types of carotenoids that are found in marine life.
Yes.
So these fish are eating... Let's say, they're eating the different algaes or eating other marine life and so forth, and they're picking up all these carotenoids. Now, tell us a little bit about the carotenoid content and what it is and what it does and all of that.
Well, we know carotenoids are phenomenal for the human body and, antioxidants.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the company doesn't have the testing ability or hasn't have all the carotenoids tested. What they have tested is the A and D and the omegas.
Okay.
Which is the main thing, obviously, for cod liver oil.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring up, I'm so hyped about vitamin A, because, we are so deficient in so many things in this country. One of the, probably the most thing we are deficient in, besides amino acids, is vitamin A retinol. And more companies, because of the government and doctors saying, oh, vitamin A retinol sits in the liver.
Yeah.
It does not.
Right.
The synthetic form does.
Yes.
Again, the synthetic form does, not the real form.
Okay.
So as a result, these multivitamin companies have taken out retinol, the majority of them.
Okay. And
we become deficient in vitamin A retinol.
Now, how do we look for that on the label? Because I've always been telling people to look for mixed carotenoids, carotenoids from like Danella, the different algaes and so forth. Obviously, if it just says vitamin A retinol, then you're not really sure if it's from a natural source, because retinol's kind of, they call retinol. I mean, like with vitamin E, we're looking at D-L-alpha-tocopherol and all the other ones that we can distinguish. But with vitamin A, it's a little bit harder, so you have to look a little bit deeper, or always ask Mary Man. I mean, we know where the stuff comes from, we know where it goes, and the whole bit. So carotenoid, go ahead.
The company used to have on their label, past tense, the analysis of vitamin A and vitamin D and the omegas, but they took it off. The reason is because, and this makes sense, and I love that they did this, because every fish is different, just like every human is
so
different.
Every little batch is going to be a little bit different.
Correct.
I read about that. You
and
know what, Chris?
They change the label every day.
You know what? We're going to run out of time. I think we just got a couple minutes left. There's quinones in there, such as like CoQ10, which are very high in the fish tissues. There's amines, amino acids, and peptides, which are so very important, for your body. And then there's the vitamins A and D. Now, I was reading there's a lot more in there. There's some B vitamins. Let me list them off really quick.
Correct. Super high in A and D.
Yep.
Super high in A, yeah.
Let's just list them off. K, B2, B9, C, B1, B6, E, D, A, and B12, and they have P, and I'm assuming that's for maybe phosphorus, maybe? I don't know what the P was
that
for.
That I'm not aware of.
Yeah. There is a vitamin P, too. But anyway, there's a lot of naturally occurring bioavailable vitamins. And then again, the oil itself. The oil itself, we're talking omegas.
EPA, DHA, very high.
Right.
On the average, 750 EPA, 750 milligrams.
Wow.
Versus 500 milligrams DHA for one teaspoon.
And
it's usable and it's real.
And being fermented, again, makes it extremely bioavailable.
Yes. Just like sauerkraut.
Yeah, extremely like potentized.
Same process, sauerkraut.
Uber good.
Kimchi, kombucha, I'm sure your listeners are aware of those.
Yeah. Okay, real quickly, we've got maybe 30 seconds left.
Okay.
We want to talk a little bit about your butter oil.
Correct.
Tell us about the butter oil that they make.
Raw butter oil.
Centrifuged. What makes it special?
Well, cool. First and foremost, the cows come from Argentina.
Okay.
And they're fed
pure source
all year round.
Okay.
100% grass fed. So what they do is there's no heating involved. And what's very popular nowadays is ghee. Ghee is from the Indian culture.
We sell
ghee
that.
Ghee is boiling and they boil.
It's clarified butters, in the gourmet industry. Right.
So the end result is nutrition degradation. You have some. With this, all they do is what they call centrifuging. It's a machine, a round spear that just moves in a circular motion. And that separates the butter oil.
So I remember when I was out at ADM, which is here in Decatur, and I worked in the lab out there for, 2.5 years, which was really, it was a very educational experience. But we had what was called door clones that separated most of the moisture or water from the starch. And they were just big centrifuges. They were really cool.
That's correct.
They were really cool.
Same method. So listeners might say, well, what about butter and is fat? And this is phenomenal, folks, phenomenal fat. Margarine is toxic, plain and simple.
Yeah, not real.
Butter is a great fat, unpasteurized. So this is raw. And it's butter oil is high in arachidonic fatty acid, which in its natural state, undoctored state, is anti-inflammatory.
It's very good for you, right.
Correct. And it's so arachidonic fatty acid, but it's also on the bottle, the raw butter oil, it states X factor. What is that? That was a term derived by Weston Price, Weston Price Foundation.
Yes, they're very well known.
The authority on animal nutrition.
Right.
And what that, the reason that was labeled that is it's high amounts found in the butter oil, the raw butter oil, K2. And we know K2 is a big thing now. We're deficient on
K2. They're saying now for your arteries. Health. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just everything. Your immune. Right. Real quickly, this cod liver oil tastes really good, and you actually feel good after you take it. It's like nature's vitamin. And again, I think maybe during the winter months it would be optimal. Year round, you get used to doing something year round. And this butter, now does it taste like butter? Do you use it like butter?
Yes.
Okay, but maybe not quite as much.
Because once you heat it, obviously you're going to have nutrition degradation.
Right, but it'd be great to put on your toast in the morning or something like that. And I have customers that have allergy sensitivities, but they can have the clarified butter. So this would be a step further maybe for them. Right. So that's phenomenal. You know what? We are out of time, Chris.
Great.
Thank you so much, buddy. We'll be talking again. Thanks for bringing these great products to the market.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merryman Earth.